Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the very beautiful topic of Eidus B'Kiddushin. The previous shiur we saw the shita of the Avnei Miluim, who hold that the Eidim don't have to be made al ha'isha, al das ha'isha. We saw the Ran, that the woman's job is just to be mafki herself. She's not an active partner in the Kiddushin. And with that, we are miyashe various kashas. That's all shita of Avnei Miluim. And now we will continue, again based on a shiur given by Harav Ruderman, Zichrono Livracha. Hahu Gavra the Kaddish, it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, there was a certain man who was Makadish, a woman, with a Tzipsa Da'asa, with a Machzels, with this mat of a Hadas. The people there said to him, it doesn't have a Shavapruta. So he said that Tikdosh Be'ar Bezuze Di Izbe. So let the woman be Miskadeshes with four dinarim that are inside this mat. The woman hears, heard what he said. Shekalta. And she took this mat. In other words, she didn't throw it away. And she goes and she went away. Vishtikan, she was silent. Amarava havishtikus lachamat mos. This is shtika after the giving of the money, because only after the giving of the money was he, did she find out that there was money? First she got the money, fair and square, not Kiddushin Dik, because she didn't know there was four zuz inside when she originally took it. And then she found out that there was money in there for Kiddushin, and then she was silent. So that's called Shtika Shalachar Matan Mos. B'chol Shtikus is Lachar Matan Mos, Lav Klumi. Shtika, after giving of the money, is not a riot that she was masking for the original Kiddushin. She was silent because she didn't care. What does she care? She has more money now. But this woman's not Mekudeshes, because Shas Maisa, she didn't know it was for Kiddushin. Rabbi says, Minah Minala. How do I know this? That Shtika Lachamat Mos is not Hodal Kiddushin Mafreya. She's not Mekudeshes. Sanya, Amr La, can see Sela as a Bikadon. He says to her, take this Sela as a Bikadon for me. And then he says, Bim Skadeshes. So the din is, if he said Eskachili Bishas, Matan Mos, before the giving of the money, then she's Mekudeshes because she was Mekabala Das Leskadesh. But if he said Lacha Matan Mos, only after Matan Mos, then he tells her it's for Kedushin. Ratzta, she wants Mekudeshes. Lo Ratzta ain't a Mekudeshes. What does Ratzta and Lo Ratzta mean? So the Gemara says, Ratzta, I'm skipping a little bit, the Amra in, and she says, Mefur, she wants Mekudeshes. Lo Ratzta, Dishtika, Mishtika. Lo Ratzta means that she was silent. She didn't say she wants, she was silent. So see from there that shtika shedvacha matan mos, her being silent, doesn't make kedushin, because if he gives her the money, vacha matan mos, lo ratzdeinu mekudeshes. If he gives her the money and he says for kedushin, and then she's silent, it's no good. Shema mina shtika vacha matan mos lo klum, shicha vacha matan mos is nothing. Kashubei b'fumnara, and fumnara they had the following kashmish made the fumnara of Yoshua, me dummy. Can you compare? Bryce, the Brysa that Rava brings to our case. Hasim in that Brysa, but Teres Pikadni Avin and Yela. The man gave it to her as a Pikadam. Savrish dinu lamit bre mechayvinabu. She said, if I throw it away and it's going to break, I'm going to be mischayv b'tashlum. I'm going to have to pay. She didn't want to throw away the money. Maybe it would break. It's the girsa of the Rashba, others have the gear so that it'll get lost. Usually money doesn't break, money gets lost. But anyway, the point is that if it's Bataris Pikadon, she was afraid to throw it away. She didn't want to mess with the Pikadon. She was responsible. And therefore she was silent and she didn't throw it away, but that doesn't mean she wants to get married. But Hacha Bataris Kedushin Yavina Niyala, Visla Nichala Lishdinu. Here he gave it to her for Kedushin. She wasn't Mischayavis Bishmirasa. So if she wasn't maskim, when he said Ba'arba Dinim Dinurim Sheba, she could have chucked it, she could have thrown it away. And the fact that she was silent and she didn't throw it away is an indication that she agrees to get married. Asks Rav Chai, Atu Kula Nashi Dinigam or Gmiri? Do all women know the halacha? That if she's not Mischayevis Bishmira, if she throws it away, she's Ptura? As you're saying, by Kedushin, let her just throw it away. Because she's not Chayevis Bishmira. Do women know that? She was also afraid she was Chayev Bachrayis. Doesn't mean she really wants to get married. It means that she was afraid of Achrayas. So first the Gemara Tainas, you can't compare it to the Bikadam Kesem Gonga, she's not married. Because even though she was silent, the reason she didn't throw it away, she was just afraid she was Chayev Bachrayas. She was going to be responsible for it, so she didn't throw it away. It doesn't mean she wants to get married, but by Kedushin, she doesn't want to get married, let her throw it away. For the fact that she kept it, it means she wants to get married. And her Rechai said, well, women don't know that. Maybe by Kedushin, she also was afraid she was obligated in Achrayus. And that's why she didn't throw it away, but it doesn't mean she wants to get married. So in Taka, Shtikel Achaman Mos is not no Kedushin. Ad kan mi divrei kocho shel hagemara. Mevur mi divrei hagemara. That when the man gives money, and only afterwards tells her that it's L'shem Kedushin, even though she was silent, and didn't throw it away, she's not mekudeshes, because there's no proof that she was interested in the Kedushin. Her silence is not an indication that she was interested in the Kedushin. And even though you can say that, and why did she hold on to it? She was interested in the Kedushin. And the answer is that women don't always know the halacha. Women aren't such great talmid chachamim always. So we say the reason she didn't throw it away is because she was afraid that she'd be obligated to, she'd be responsible for the lost money. That's why she didn't throw it away. It doesn't mean she wants Kedushin. Frekta Pnei Yoshua, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Shalach Lei. Why isn't it at least a Safek Kedushin? See, because even though it could very well be that women don't know the halacha and she thinks that if she throws it away, she's going to be Chayav Bachrayus, nevertheless, it could be that she did know the halacha. And that she didn't throw it away is because she wanted the Kedushin. So how can we say Vade in a Mekudeshes? Akoponim, it should be a Suffolk. And for the Pnei Yoshua, and even Tzatetet Lashono, V'nira'a, the Hadish Tikusa Lacha Matan Mos, Lav Klumhi, Ekaratam Ishim de Be'ede Kedushin, Be'in and Dover Borolo, Itzim Mecheskes Pnui, Lecheskes Eishes Ish. That Shtikus, silence after Matan Mos is nothing, the Iker reason is because Be'edei Kedushin, we require a Dover Barer to take her out of a Cheskes Pnuya and put her into a Cheskes Eishes Ish. Bir Hadvarim. The Edom didn't know what the woman meant. There's no, it's not a Dover Barer. So it's Kemekadesh below Edom. And therefore it's no Kedushin. It emerges then that we have a Machlokes between the Avnei Milum and the Pnei Yoshua. We saw the Avnei Milum that the Edom don't have to be made al Dasa Isha. And the Pnei Yoshua says they do, and that's why it's Vadei not Kedushin, because they have no idea what the woman, it's not clear to them that the woman wanted Kedushin, so it's garnished. So according to the Pnei Yoshua, you need Edus L'kiyom HaKedushin for the woman? Al Dasa Isha B'maisa Kedushin? And the Avnei Milum says, no, they don't. As long as we saw in the previous shiur, afterwards, the woman says that she wanted it to be Kedushin. It's a valid Kedushin. And Therefore, as the Avin Elul was medayik from the Ramah, even the Pshat, the Kedushin, the women didn't know if the woman really meant Kedushin, if she really understood what the husband was saying. Nevertheless, she's afterwards, she says she was, she's Mekudeshes, because you don't need Edim on the Maisa Kedushin, you don't need Edim on Dasa Isha. The Ktsos, Simon Tzadi, Sifkat and Zion writes, I am Beishmo Bebenezer Simon Membe, Sifkat and Yedbeisha Kasav, Im Tabas Biyada V'Armar, Hareyat Mekudeshes Liba Tabas Ze, V'lo Ro Edim Nesina Rak Kimat Rega HaTabas, Biyada, V'lo Sagi Im Lo Nasan La, Im Lo Shen Nasan La, V'man Domer Edei Kedushin Ein Tzorech Trishu V'chakir Lidin Im Omas Domi, Im Ken Kamo Kan, V'chabal Amotzin Mamon, Hu Adin Sham, De Miskadeshes. So the Beis Shmuel and the Ktsos hold that you don't actually have to see it. You don't have to actually see the transfer of the money. They see the tabas in her hand, in his hand, and he says, Hareya Mekudeshesli. And then a second later, they see it's on the hand of the woman. She's Mekudeshes. How else did he get from her hand to his hand if he didn't give it to her? If you hold that Eidei Kedushin don't require Dushin Chakir, it's like Dinei Mamonis. So here, you assume that it's that the Eidim saw that the man gave the woman the money, the Tabas, and you don't have to ask so many questions, and she's married. The Tumim, Sifkat Yedalit, says no. There's a chiluk between Dinei Mamonis, where the Edom are there to verify the truth, and therefore it's Pashut that with this type of Yediyah it's enough. Here you have a Yediyah you gave it to, even though you didn't see it, on Sade that it's Emes, Mashenkin, Bekedushin, Gzeras HaMelech, that I'm a Kaddish below Edom, She'ena Kedushim Cholim Klal, it's not Kedushin. So Mabakach, that she knew, that we know the truth, that she was Miskadeshes, but there are no Edom who witness it, they're Edei Kiyum. So the Tumim argues with the Beis Shmuel and the Ktsos, and he holds that if you don't have Edei Re'iyah, you just have Edei Yediyah, it's no good. You need actual Edei Re'iyah. Ukedas HaTumim, Muchach Mitshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Shin Pei, Upaskins Binyan Edei Yediyah below Re'iyah, they just know, but they didn't actually see it. Ena Mekudeshes. And this Rashba is the Makor for the Ramah, and have an Ezer Membeis, if Dalid, on which the Beis Shmuel is talking. Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Ein Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Evin Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, Anaf Aleph, Oz Beis, you have an exact address, brings a raya to the Ktsos, from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara wants to prove Hochiach Sofo al Tchilaso, that the end can prove what was in the beginning, what it says in Gittin. And of Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Habari Sham Bekis Fuget LeYishti. The Baal says, right to get to my wife, but he doesn't say give it to her, Ratzel Asachik, but he's just playing around. Rashi says, since he didn't say Tznu, give it to her. Maisa Bari Echad Sham Bekis Fuget LeYishti, Vala Rosh Agag V'Nofo V'Mei, Sam Rishim Gam Liel, Imiatz V'Nofo L'Reiz Aget, Imruch Dachaso Ino Get. So a healthy person said, right to get from a wife. He goes up to the roof, and he falls and he dies. Rishim Gamliel says, if he fell, he jumped. So then it's a good get. And if the Ruach pushed him, he was pushed by the wind, then it's not a good get. Gemara wants to prove from here that we have a concept of Ochiach Sofo al Tchilaso. Because if Me'atzmo Nafal, what does that mean? It means that he planned to die and that he wanted to divorce her. So it's a good get. Vima ruach dachaso. But if he was pushed by the wind, that's why he fell off, then he didn't want to divorce her. He didn't mean it. So the Gemara proves from there that ochir sofo al tchilaso. The Gemara is doche now. Shtil mashani hasam, the kamar kisvu. Rashi explains that since he said, write a get for my wife, there's a little bit of a proof already from the beginning that he wants to give her a get. And his falling off the roof at the end reveals to us that when he says, kisvu get li ishti, he meant write it in order to give it to her. So there's already a little bit of a hochach at the beginning that he wants to divorce her. But in the other case of the Gemara, where there's no hochach at the beginning, where it's talking about shechita, that his das is l'shem avodas kochavim, there we don't say ochir sofo atchilaso. You can only say ochir sofo atchilaso if at the beginning there's a little bit of a hochach. But if at the beginning there's no hochach, then you can't say ochir sofo atchilaso. But if at the beginning, when he wrote kisvu get liishti, there's an indication that he meant to actually give it to her also. Because why write it if not giving it to her? So it could be that he's playing around, but it could be he also wants to give it to her. So we have a little bit of a proof that maybe he wants to give it to her. And then in the end, he jumps off. So there you say, achir sofa atchilasa. But not if there's no proof at all at the beginning. Ad kan, mi divrei ha-gemara. So asks Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Bain lefima lefias lefia havamina, both according to the havamina that we say ochir sofo atchilaso, that the end proves the beginning, even though there's no proof of the beginning. And bain inside the maskana, that the reason is because there's a little bit of a hochacha lifnechein from the fact that he said kisvu sof, when the husband said kisvu get liishti, the eidim didn't know what he meant. Because in general, if he's a bari, it's not going to be a good get because he's just playing around. And it emerges that the Edom don't see the tzivui of the get. And even when they gave the get, before the guy died, when they gave the get, kefi yadiyas ha'edim sheba oso zman, they didn't see a ma'aseh gerushin. Where's the Yedias HaEdom over here? The Edom have no idea. The Edom don't know when the get was given that this guy meant it. He meant to actually give it to her. Okay, so in the end, you have a hochacha for the beginning. The Peshas Nesina Saget, the Edom Peshas Ksina Saget, Nesina Saget, the Edom don't know anything. The Edom don't know that the man intended to divorce her, so they didn't see a proper gerushin. It must be that since Lebasov, it was revealed that the Baal meant Gerushin, because now he's going to die, he doesn't want to have to do Yibum, so he wants to give her a get before he jumps off the roof. This is considered Eidus Lekumi ala Gerushin, even though there's only Eidus Yidia, and there's not Eidus Re'ia. Mishas Maisa, they didn't see it. They know, just like with the giving of the ring, right? When you see the ring on the lady's finger, on the lady's hand, she has the money. So how did it get there? Got there from the husband. So that's Eidus Yedia. So here also, after the guy jumps off the roof, this is Eidus Yedia, that they know that he meant it's really Gerushin, so it turns out they really saw Gerushin. But at the time when they saw it, they didn't actually see a Gerushin, because they didn't know. All they had was Eidus Yedia. They knew it was Gerushin, but they didn't actually see it. They only knew afterwards that it was Gerushin. But the Shas Mice, they didn't have Ria because they didn't know that he meant it for real. So it emerges that ain riyas eidim po b'chalos davar shebe'erba. It's not the riyas eidim that's po b'chalos davar shebe'erba. As long as they saw a maisa, it's enough, even though their yediyah only comes out in the end. They saw a maisa, they didn't know it was gerushin, and then they had yediyah, that's enough. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan says. So yesh lachkor. What is the geder of eidus b'maisa kedushin? Is re'iyas ha'eidim poel b'chalos ha'kedushin? Shkach gozer ha'kosuv shechalois kedushin nigmeres rak b'siwa re'iyas ha'eidim? That the pasuk decrees that when does the chalos kedushin end? With the singing of the eidim. So re'iyas ha'eidim is poelos b'chalos ha'kedushin. Or maybe no. Ain ha'edim poelim klal v'chalos ha'kedushin. And the kedushin are chal even without the riyas ha'edim. Just the din is that the eidim have to see a ma'isa kedushin. When they see a ma'isa kedushin, it's called that they were shoes miskadeshes bifnei eidim, and the kedushin are chal. And it's like the din of eidim shebuchol ha'torah kula, the lo v'risad de'al l'shakri, like samachem and beis, that the eidim are there to verify the truth. So they're not poel on the chalos, but they have to see it in order to make sure it happened. So it would appear that that's the machlokas achron, binyan eidus yediyah below ri'iyah. But according to the ktsos, the din of the eidim is to see the ma'aseh kedushin. And since they know bivrirus, that there was a ma'aseh kedushin, it's like they actually saw it. And this is called that the Maisa Kedushin was done before the Eidim and the Kedushin Archal. So according to the Ktzos, all they have to do is see it. The Kedushin is Chali without them seeing it. But there's a din that they also see it. The fact that they know at the end is like them seeing it. And the Kedushin Archal. So therefore, the Ktzos holds, as we saw before, that Mahani Yediyah below Re'iyah. It's enough just that they know. They see that she has the tabas in her hand. You know that the husband gave it to her. Because you don't need, they're not actually pulling the Chalos Kedushin. The Kedushin Achal without them, they just have to know that it happened. Their job is to verify the truth. And the fact that they knew afterwards, that's enough to verify the truth. So that's enough for us. Das HaTumim is that the Eidim are Mesayea B'Chalos HaKedushin. And therefore we say that that's the Gzeres HaTorah, that Kedushin don't help without Riyas HaEidim. You know that the Eidim know there was a Ma'aseh Kedushin, nevertheless, the Kedushin can't be Chal without the Eidim seeing all the details. Other ideas, they just have to know. But here they actually have to see the Ma'aseh. And with this, we can also understand the sheet of Avnei Miluim that we saw in the previous year. That you don't need Eidus l'kiyumei al ratzon ha'isha. Because the Avnei Miluim holds, like he writes in the Sefer Ketzos HaChoshen, that Riyas Eidim isn't Paul B'chalos HaKedushin, the Kedushin's Chal without them. You just need them to see, Din v'shet shicham Eidim l'ras ma'aseh Kedushin. When they see ma'aseh Kedushin, the Kedushin are Chal. There's an independent act of Kedushin, but this Kedushin needs Eidim. They don't have Eidim, so it's ma'akev that the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal. But the Etzem Chalos comes from the Maisa of giving her the money. And then you also need Eidim. And since the Iker Maisa Kedushin is mitzad Ish, so the Eidim saw the Maisa Kedushin. And even though they didn't know if this condition is effective, they don't know Ratzon HaIsha, Since in the end, the women agreed, the Kiddushin Achal. And that's the Avnei Miluim that we saw in the previous year. That we don't need Eidei Kiyum Al Da'as HaIsha. As long as they find that afterwards, that's enough. They saw the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Then they had Yediyah afterwards. That's enough for us. Kiddushin Archal, even without the Riyas Eidim, just the Eidim have to see that there's some sort of Ma'aseh Kiddushin here. And then afterwards, they can find out that what the woman's intention was. But their Eidus isn't as strong an Eidus. They don't actually have to know Da'as HaIsha. So even if they weren't sure if he understood the Lashon of the husband, and afterwards she said that she did. So they saw the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. They didn't know at the time it was necessarily a Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but they saw enough. And now their Yediyah comes afterwards that she understood, so that makes the Kiddushin. At the end, they know Ratzon HaIsha. But the Pnei Yoshua is like the Rashba and the Tumim. But the Eidus is a lot stronger. And therefore, if the Eidim didn't know B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa, that's a Maisa Kedushin. It's nothing. Chaser B'Ikr Din Eidus L'Kiyume. According to the Ktzos, there's no problem. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyume Al Ratzon HaIsha. So just knowing at the end is enough. Even though B'Shas Maisa, they didn't know Ratzon HaIsha, but it doesn't matter. The Kiddushin Archal. And then afterwards, they find out that the woman intended it to be Kiddushin, so it's Beseder, it's fine. But Pnei Yoshua holds not like that. Pnei Yoshua holds that Riyas Eidim is Poelas Betzem Chalos Kedushin. And therefore, they have to see an actual Ma'aseh Kedushin. They have to know when they're watching it that it's an actual Ma'aseh Kedushin. And knowing afterwards doesn't help. So even though Ratzon HaIsha is not Chelik Ma'aseh Kedushin, the Eidim have to know what her Das is. Because her Das is Ma'akev the Chalos HaKedushin. So, therefore, the Pnei Yoshua holds that if the Eidim only find out afterwards what Ratzon HaIsha was, it's no good. And that's the Gemara that we saw in Kedushin. That Shtikos Shikusa Lachar Matmos B'Shas Ma'aseh, they didn't see a proper Kedushin. Because they didn't know that she was accepting it for Kedushin. So if they don't know she's accepting it for Kedushin, it's not Kedushin. Because they're Pol V'Etzem Chalos. So without their knowledge, it doesn't work. Their Eidus is a lot stronger. They need to know Da'as HaIsha. According to the Avnei Miluim, the Tzos, no. Another Achronim, the Iker Ma'aseh Kedushin is Mitzad HaIsha. So they saw a Ma'aseh Kedushin Mitzad HaIsh. Now they don't know if this Kedushin was effective because they don't know Ratzon HaIsha, but that doesn't matter. Her Das afterwards is enough for us. And so in the end, it was Mizgalev, the woman was masking for the Kedushin. So the Kedushin Rachal and such a with such an Eidus. There's a lot more to say, but Mirtz Hashem, I hope that in a future shiur. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.